Hello, I'm Charles Gitonga, and here is what's coming up for you on this edition of Focus on Africa. The UN Special Envoy to Haiti, Maria Isabel Salvador, calls for urgent international intervention to prevent a humanitarian and security disaster on the Caribbean nation. What could this potentially mean for Kenyan troops deployed there?
It would be a sad state to imagine if gangs took full control of Port-au-Prince, marking a major failure for the peacekeeping mission and undermining Kenya's international reputation, while also exposing its troops to significant security risks. This could lead to a deeper humanitarian crisis.
As pressure mounts, what could the fall of the city mean for the controversial UN-backed security mission led by the Kenyan police in Haiti? I've been speaking to Dr. Solomon Jenga, Director of Research at Mashariki Research and Policy Center in Nairobi.
Currently, gangs control approximately 85 to 87% of Port-au-Prince, a sharp rise from 75% to 80% in 2023, and they are aggressively spreading into rural areas. This control has fueled an increase in violence, with thousands of innocent lives lost and others displaced, along with a sharp rise in gang recruitment of children and youth, their weapons.
Are there any countries, such countries on record, you know, accused or known to be doing that? And what would their motivation be?
United States of America has been mentioned greatly in terms of not taking action on proliferation of illicit arms. And these illicit arms have found their way into the capital city and to the gangs. There are other countries, which I will not mention names for purposes of professionalism, that have come out clearly to support the gangs and trying to destabilize the economy so that they can bring confusion, and thereafter they can take advantage of the economic resources in Haiti.
Yes, we possibly are looking at a situation where Port-au-Prince, the capital, might fall if you're saying over 80% of the city is now under control of the gangs. Is that likely to happen? Are they likely to get 100% of the city? And what could that mean for the Kenyan police officers that are leading a UN-backed mission in Haiti?
It would be a sad state to imagine if gangs took full control of Port-au-Prince, marking a major failure for the peacekeeping mission and undermining Kenya's international reputation, while also exposing its troops to significant security risks. This could lead to a deeper humanitarian crisis, eroded mission morale, and cause irreparable damage to Kenya's global standing as a failed peacekeeping entity.
And given that we are then talking about a surge in violence in the recent months since the beginning of this year, can we at this point talk about the impact that this mission has had so far? Do you think it's had some successes?
I would want to say this. Yes, the mission has its own positive impact and also negative impact. The Kenyan-led peacekeeping mission has yielded mixed results. While it has provided some temporary security and humanitarian aid, it has struggled to reclaim control of gang-dominated areas. The mission faces limitations due to insufficient resources, weak coordinations, and a lack of mandate, a clear mandate to engage gangs directly through the UN Resolution Security Council.
How can one measure the success of this mission? If the violence is increasing, if the gangs are continuing to control more and more of the city, what's the right way to look at whether they have been successful or not?
To measure success, there is both qualitative and quantitative approach. One of the qualitative approach is that some people have actually appreciated the efforts made on supplying of food to areas that were not having any supply because of insecurity. That said, there is also the issue whereby we can be able to tell the increase of the gangs.
And before I let you go then, Dr. Jenga, what do you think it will take for this mission to succeed, for the world to feel, and probably even the people of Haiti to feel, that this mission led by the Kenyan police officers has fulfilled its mandate? What will it take?
For the mission to succeed, it requires increased resources, personnel, and specialized training for Kenyan officers and other peacekeepers in general. There must be a clear mandate for improved coordination with Haitian authorities and continued international support, addressing root causes like poverty and governance issues alongside long-term peace-building effort is important. There has been massive criticism from the Kenyan populace, public opinion regarding the peacekeeping mission, which is largely negative, with concerns about its legality, strategic value, and the safety of Kenyan officers. Critics argue that the mission lacks proper legal backing and question the need for Kenyan forces abroad when domestic security issues are pressing here in the country. Nonetheless, the government has maintained that it is fulfilling the United Nations Security Council Resolution 2699, adopted in October 2, 2023, which authorized the deployment of a Kenyan-led security mission. In conclusion, Charles, strengthening Haiti's security sector through reform and training is key to restoring stability.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome, Charles.
Dr. Solomon Jenga, Director of Research at Mashariki Research and Policy Center in Nairobi.